This is Ron's update number 62. It's 5:30 on a Saturday morning, and I'm on my way to the golf course. I'm working this morning. I just wanted to go over a couple of things. I don't know if on my last Ron's update that I mentioned, I got some Softstar Runamocs, which are I would call a barefoot shoe. They're beyond minimalist. They don't have any padding in them whatsoever. They would be closer to a Vibram 5 fingers as far as how much protection they have. I think they have like a 5 millimeter Vibram bottom on them, and that's it. They're leather shoe. They're more of a traditional shoe. You don't have individual toes, but it's like a moccasin. And I got interested in those shoes because I read a blog called Running and Rambling, and the person that writes that blog did a 100-mile trail race in a pair of Runamocs. And I thought, well, if somebody can do a 100-mile trail race in them, they must be decent, you know, barefoot shoes. So I went on the web and looked them up and liked what I saw and decided I'd go ahead and order a pair and see how they were. And on the website, it said buy them. They only come in full sizes, like 9, 10, 11, you know, like that. And it said that they are buy a shorter one than you normally wear your running shoes in. So I bought a 10. I normally wear 11 and a half running shoe. And I bought a 10. And when I received them, they felt like they were a little bit too small. I just put them on and walked around in my living room on the carpet. So they have a generous exchange policy. If the shoes aren't worn, you send them back and they'll send you another pair. So I sent them back and ordered a pair of 11s. And my 11s came in this last Thursday, I guess. Wednesday or Thursday. I'm bad at what day of the week it is. But anyway, the day I got them, I took them out to the trail, the bird sanctuary trail at Stone Mountain, and figured that I would run my warm-up in them because I had a magic mile scheduled, a four-mile run. I had a mile and a half warm-up, you know, and then a mile, magic mile, and then a cool-down. So I put them on and I wore them on the bird sanctuary trail, which two loops of that little trail is like 1.3 miles. So I wore them for two loops of the trail, came back to the car, put on my Brooks ST5s, ran the other two tenths until my Garmin told me it was time to hit it on my magic mile. And I ran my magic mile in my Brooks on the pavement. And of course it was 96 degrees that day, so I didn't run as hard as I would have. And I also put in walking breaks. I ran 2 minutes and walked 30 seconds. And my magic mile came out to be like a 10:15, which is slow, but it was a workout that I wanted to do just to see, you know, where I was in that respect. When you look at my magic mile, it was much slower than, I think, my fastest mile in the Decatur DeKalb YMCA 4-mile race was a 8:56. So I would use that as my magic mile if I was going to be serious about that. So anyway, I was very impressed with those Runamocs on that 1.3 miles on the Bird Sanctuary Trail. So I think that's how I'm going to use them, to get used to running in them, is do my warm-ups with them and then switch shoes. That seems to be the way for me to go. That way I figure I won't overdo it with my feet and get injured. But really, running-wise and feel-wise and everything, they just are more comfortable than my five fingers are. And I've been wearing them around the house just it's like house slippers almost. They're a pretty comfortable shoe. They're pretty much just a moccasin. It's like getting back to basics, I guess, you know. And I really do like them. So I'll keep you informed. Sometimes, you know, when you get a new pair of shoes, you really like them when you first put them on and you wear them. And then after a week or two, you go, well, I'm not that impressed with these. So we'll see how it goes. They really do feel comfortable on my feet, which is the main thing. And I don't think that over a period of time I'm going to think any less of them. But if I do, I'll let you know, because I'm not going to hype them and then, if I change my mind, not tell you, okay? Anyway, I'm almost to the golf course, and I'll just cut this off for now. See you later.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.